Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. You're listening to WHQR 91.3, 74 degrees and cloudy. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, sitting in today for Jamila Erickson. And joining me for today's midday interview is Diane Culp, who is director of the Sea Notes Choral Society, and accompanist Jane Boberg. Welcome, Diane and Jane.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Now, you're here because we're talking about a Christmas concert that's coming up very soon. It's this Friday, right?
Yes.
And you're also doing a performance on Sunday.
Correct.
And where are these performances?
They are at Odell Williamson Auditorium at the Cape Fear Community College in Brunswick County.
Now, for folks who've never been to a concert, can you talk a little bit about the Sea Notes Choral Society, what it is, how it got started?
It was started 25 years ago, and it's with people who volunteer to sing. It's not an audition group. Everyone is welcome, and because of the variety of music styles and the variety of directors, you're given an opportunity to share in lots of different genre.
So there are various directors.
Yes, there are.
You're directing this particular concert.
Correct.
But will someone else be directing, for instance, the next one?
Yes, we usually rotate, and there's three or so that are regulars, and then we invite other people to come and direct. And the people love it because they get a variety of personalities and musical choices.
Now, how did you wind up with the Christmas concert, and how did you choose the music?
Well, I think I got the Christmas concert because they know how much I love Christmas.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, yes, yes. And being in church work, I think that that's a great love of mine. And my accompanist also loves the Christmas season. When it comes to choosing the music, it's hours and hours of trying to find a variety of music from classical to contemporary and ending with some well-known traditional favorites in the secular
and some of those we do want to keep a secret because it's a really nice surprise.
Yes, exactly.
And Jane, I understand that there is a special aspect to your performing, your accompanying this particular time around. Can you tell me what you'll be performing with on?
Well, we have rented an organ from, it's coming from Raleigh, and that's going to be very exciting. They're going to put it in the pit, and then my husband is playing timpani, and he'll be behind me in the pit, so we'll get to run back and forth up on the stage. Should be very interesting.
So this is really a family affair.
Yes.
And Diane, your husband also sings, you said?
Yes, he does. He's one of those much-needed tenors. And I might mention that with the music that Jane is playing on the organ, we will also not only have timpani, but she will also be playing a number with handbells. I have a handbell choir, and I have chosen some from the Sea Notes to join my church handbell choir, and we have formed the Brunswick Bronze, and we're going to play several numbers scattered throughout, and so that's another sound of Christmas.
What are some of the pieces that we'll be hearing at these concerts?
Well, you'll hear things from the Messiah, some of the best love choruses from the Messiah. You will hear selections from the Night of the Father's Love, a contemporary Christmas cantata written by Pepper Choplin, and he's a North Carolinian.
Oh.
And I love to support the North Carolinian composers. And then you'll, of course, hear some of the traditional carols, beautiful arrangements of First Noel and things like that. And then we move to the secular. We'll be doing everything from Santa Claus is Coming to Town through I would say I'll Be Home for Christmas, something that some of us who have been around longer might remember during World War II.
Well,
that
that's
wouldn't
a
be
classic.
Me. But it's a beautiful classic.
It
it's
really
a
beautiful.
I want a hippopotamus.
Oh, yes, we can. yes, if you want to see us at our most relaxed, it would be I Want a Hippopotamus, which was made popular back in 1954 by a little girl singing it.
So it's one of those 1950s really fun, sort of along
yes.
the lines of All I Want for Christmas.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wonderful. How many members do you have in the Choral Society?
For this concert, we have singing 137. But we do have more members. There's probably close to 200. And they take seasons off. We do give concerts throughout the year. Christmas, there's a spring concert in March or April, early April. And then there's the traditional 4th of July concert, which is just a big hit because we are Southport, which is where we are based, is the North Carolina, the actual state celebration for 4th of July.
Oh, the official state celebration. Mm-hmm. That's right, which includes the Southport Parade. And
correct, and then concerts, Spicy Notes, and lots of other things.
Yes. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Diane Culp, who is directing this year's Christmas concert for the C-Notes Choral Society, and Jane Boberg, who is accompanying the C-Notes on an organ, which is going to be hauled in from Raleigh, and it's a very special thing. Now, I've noticed you called your handbell choir the Brunswick Bronze, and the C-Notes, of course, for those folks who've never seen it written out, we're not referring to a letter. It's actually C as in S-E-A, the ocean. How do you come up with these clever monikers?
Well, I sometimes get ideas from my ringers for titles of groups, but we didn't want to name it just C Notes Ringers. So I tried to come up with something that would tell about the group, the people that were in the group. And Brunswick County, they're residents from all over the entire county, down all the way down to Calabash and up to Leland. So we cover the whole county in membership. So I figured Brunswick, and then bronze, if those that know something about handbells know that it's a combination of tin and copper, which makes bronze, and that's why often groups are bronze groups.
That is very clever. Jane, what is your favorite piece in this concert? What do you really look forward to the most?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Shall we see my...
There's a consultation going on here for those of you who can't see. We're talking with folks from the C-Notes Choral Society, and Jane Boberg is about to reveal her favorite piece in the entire concert.
I Wish You Christmas, I think. Yeah, it's really schmaltzy and a lot of notes, but I really do love it.
So you really have a range here from classical to contemporary and from secular to spiritual and traditional religious music. So it sounds like there's really something for everybody here.
There definitely is. In fact, the piece that she chose is written by John Rutter. He's a contemporary composer. He's not old like Bach. but he has all the classical training, and he writes absolutely in the
beautiful.
We just had a piece on this morning, Magnificat, John Rutter. Absolutely. Yes. So again, when is this Christmas concert taking place?
Okay, the first concert is Friday night at 7:30.
At 7:30?
Yes, and the second one is Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
So you have your choice of an evening or a matinee, and this is going to be where?
At Odell Williamson Auditorium.
How much are tickets?
The tickets are free. You just need to come and enjoy, and if you want to leave a donation that will help support the continued efforts by the Choral Society to bring music to the county and culture and the arts. We accept those gratefully as you leave. We also have supporters, friends of C-Notes, who do this on a regular basis. They donate, and we give them a little extra area to sit in, sort of closer to the front.
So if you want one of the special seats, then go ahead and arrange that ahead of time. Now, I understand very quickly that there is a musical scholarship program available with the C-Notes.
Yes, it's for young people in the Brunswick County who intend to further their art, you know, music of some kind, and even the arts. I mean, if we couldn't, but we've had so many talented young adults in Brunswick County that we've been able to give donations to those so they can continue their education.
And that's such a great resource because that's something that especially Brunswick County needs a little bit of support in. And it's wonderful that the C-Notes is not just welcoming volunteer musicians and singers, but is also planting the seed for future generations.
Correct. And it's the money comes in handy, but also I think the fact that adults support them in their endeavor will show the young people that what they're doing is a good thing and will be appreciated.
So once again, the Christmas concert with the C-Notes Choral Society is this Friday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Odell Williamson Auditorium. There are no tickets necessary. It's a free concert, so go out and enjoy yourselves. And if you're so moved, make a donation at the end. Diane Culp, Jane Boberg, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll look forward to hearing the concert.
Thank you. Hope you can come.
I certainly will.